Welcome to the SMG Health Podcast. I'm James Lampkin, and in today's cast, we'll be talking about social activities during the pandemic. As a result of COVID, many of us have had our social calendar impacted. What exactly has been wiped from your calendar will vary. It could be that you no longer go to the cinema once a month, your community sport has been cancelled, or you can't go to your gym classes anymore. Any individual one of these matters might be palatable, but collectively, they can add up to really upend your usual social calendar. This has left many of us to wonder how we can effectively maintain a work-life balance, especially if working from home has blurred the lines between work time and home time. On the upside, the pandemic has presented unique opportunities to explore new activities and hobbies that we previously may not have considered or had the time for. Even if you had seen a substantial decline in your social calendar, it is important to try and maintain those hobbies and connections for your mental and emotional health. The first step is to identify what social activities have been impacted. Grab a piece of paper or your keyboard and make a note of what you aren't doing anymore. Now consider how these could be modified to fit your current circumstances, or brainstorm new hobbies and activities you'd like to explore. For example, if you normally go to the cinema once a month, create your own movie night at home. Get some popcorn, set up your couch, turn the lights down, turn your phone on silent, and put on a new movie. You can create your own new experiences to enjoy by turning them into events that will separate them from the usual day-to-day activities. Reflect back on your life and identify any past activities that might be of interest to you or your family that you haven't done in a while. Early in the pandemic, it was hard to get your hands on a jigsaw puzzle because they were so popular in shops. Many traditionally face-to-face activities have an online equivalent if you go looking for it. These days, there are online book clubs, for example, and many music artists are providing intimate online shows that you can watch either for free or for a small fee. My partner has recently discovered the online streams offered by Zoos Victoria and the Phillip Island Penguins, regularly tuning in to see what the koalas or meerkats are up to today to bring a smile to their face. If the impact of the pandemic on your social life has been difficult for you, please feel free to reach out to SMG Health for confidential counselling. You can contact us on 1800 273 865. I'm your host, James Lampkin, and thank you for tuning in. SMG Health podcasts are written by a team of health professionals at SMG Health, including psychologists, nutrition, and exercise professionals. If you have a question or concern relating to the content of a podcast, please contact us on 1800 273 865 or via email on info@smghealth.com.au.